USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The former commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan, says that the southern border is increasingly porous due to a surge of individuals seeking entry into the U.S. A strong critic of the Biden administration, Morgan views these surges as de facto amnesty.
This administration and the Democrats, they see a perceived political benefit from open borders in two ways. One, remember, illegal immigration is counted as part of the census. And then the last one, they believe that every single illegal alien they find a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote.
The White House and Senate Democrats are working on a plan to impose stringent limits on asylum, expand detention capacities, and increase deportations. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling a further cooling of the labor market. The U.S. Labor Department said initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to reach 218,000 in the week ending December 23rd. This marks the second consecutive rise in jobless claims. More than 3,000 flights in the U.S. have been delayed, more than 40 canceled, according to data from the flight tracking service FlightAware. The disruptions coincide with a surge in holiday travelers returning home. The Colorado Republican Party is appealing last week's Colorado Supreme Court decision to remove former President Trump's name from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The court had cited a violation of the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. In contrast, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that Trump can remain on the ballot in that state. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is under scrutiny for her answer to a question about what caused the American Civil War.
I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do.
Haley gave her answer during a town hall in New Hampshire on Wednesday. The person who asked the question was surprised she didn't say slavery. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Former President Trump is celebrating a legal victory in Michigan, where that state's Supreme Court has ruled against keeping him off election ballots in that state.
Trump referred to it as a, quote, pathetic gambit to rig the election. Trump's already been ruled ineligible for the primary ballot in Colorado, with Republicans there now asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn that decision. The group suing to remove Trump's name from election ballots in Michigan is also suing to do the same in Minnesota and Oregon, but has failed so far. I'm Ryan Daniels.
More U.S. dollars are heading to Ukraine. The U.S. State Department announced a $250 million Ukraine military aid package, the last one the U.S. will give to Ukraine until Congress approves the Biden administration's funding requests. Asthma patients are being advised that the widely used Flovent inhaler is being discontinued. GSK, the pharmaceutical company, has announced that it will be replaced with a generic version starting on January 1st. The generic alternative is expected to function identically to Flovent, but patients should be mindful of the switch to prevent any potential issues. And tonight is the conclusion of Thursday night football season, with the 10-5 Cleveland Browns aiming to clinch a playoff spot. The Browns will be taking on the 6-9 New York Jets. Kickoff for Thursday night football's final game tonight is 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.